Hey there, you've come to the right place for some inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today's Encore Lift is A.J. Kaiser, a Christian Science practitioner from Tucson, Arizona.
My grandma brought me to Sunday school a few times growing up when I was little, and she talked to me about God, and I have fond memories of her conversations with me about God as she understood God and Christian Science. But I didn't have church as a structured part of my life growing up in any way, shape, or form. So for me, when I first met two Christian Science practitioners who were friends of my grandmother, they were husband and wife. They were amazing people. I was just floored by how genuine and how unselfish, and more than anything, how principled they lived their lives. This was after high school. He was a Sunday school teacher, and I just couldn't get enough of how he shared about his practical experiences and growing closer to God through listening, through being obedient to how the Bible teaches us to know God. And I was a pretty rebellious kid and partied my way through high school and got into drugs and drinking and made plenty of decisions that got me in trouble. And when I left all of that behind, in a sense of the community that I was in, the friend groups that I was in, when I graduated high school and moved to a new city, I saw this opportunity to start rethinking my identity, rethinking who I was. There's a passage in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, where she says, "Christian scientists are under the pressure of the apostolic command to come out from the world and be separate." And I felt that tugging at me. And as I continued to learn more about Christian Science and practice it, I realized that there were traits, habits that just needed to go if I was going to more consistently be relating to God in a way that was shining a light in the world, that was available to help others and available to really do more of what Jesus was urging his disciples to do when he called them, which was to go out and to heal. I was learning more about who I really was spiritually in God's eyes, who I actually am. And so it wasn't so much about being a better person as much as it was just being more of who I really am. That clear, sound mind that discerns the truth, that discerns divine love, that is present for every human need. It can discern the needs in the room or someone that you're talking to, the mental atmosphere. When you're tuned into that, it can be met with the love of God. And in that way, lift individuals and lift humanity. And so the clouding of that sense just became no longer worth it to me. I didn't want to do it anymore. And so at that point, it was just like flipping a switch.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join AJ and me for this episode of the Sentinel Watch program. The link is on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.